Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun, but most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, kids, parents, young adults, and young at heart. My name is Jamie, and we are back once again with another WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host this week, Spencer. How are you today, Spence?
I'm doing great.
Well, the concert hall doors are closed and the orchestra is ready, so let's start the show. Spence, what do we have in store for everyone today?
Before we get started, we would like to thank our sponsors. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks! A couple of years ago, we did a show devoted to music scores from Disney and Pixar films that was very popular. Today, we thought we'd play more music from Disney films, but this time, we will play songs sung by characters in Disney movies, and not actual scores. So this will be a sing-along of sorts.
I know a lot of the lyrics or words to Disney songs, so this is going to be a blast. Let's get started. I'm really excited about this show. In 1950, Cinderella, the beautiful and kind-hearted daughter, sees her world turned upside down when her beloved mother dies, and her father remarries another woman, the wicked Lady Tremaine, who has two equally cruel daughters. Things get even worse when Cinderella's father, too, dies, leaving her all alone in the lady's clutches to serve as her maid. Under those circumstances, a shabby and neglected Cinderella doesn't stand much of a chance of attending the king's royal ball, let alone captivate the handsome prince, unless she turns to her loving fairy godmother, who has quite a few tricks up her sleeve. Let's hear the fairy godmother sing Bippity Boppity Boo from Cinderella.
Salagadoola, Metricaboola, Bippity Boppity Boo. Put them together, and what have you got? Bippity Boppity Boo. Salagadoola, Metricaboola, Bippity Boppity Boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bippity Boppity Boo. Now Salagadoola means a Menchikaboolaroo. But the thingamabob that does the job is Bippity Boppity Boo.
This 1996 Disney adventure follows disfigured Quasimodo, the bell ringer of Notre Dame Cathedral, who bides his time locked away in a tower. With only gargoyles to keep him company, Quasimodo longs to be with other people, leading to his chance encounter with the enchanting gypsy, Esmeralda. When the beautiful young woman catches attention of Quasimodo's guardian, sinister Frollo, Quasimodo must help to keep her out of his clutches. Here is Quasimodo dreaming of a place beyond the stone walls where he is trapped in Out There from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
The world is cruel. The world is wicked. It's I alone whom you can trust in this whole city. I am your only friend. I who keep you, teach you, feed you, dress you. I who look upon you without fear. How can I protect you, boy, unless you always stay in here, away in here? Remember what I've taught you, Quasimodo. You are deformed.
I am deformed.
And you are ugly.
And I am ugly.
And these are crimes for which the world shows little pity. You do not comprehend.
You are my one defender.
Out there they'll revile you as a monster.
I am a monster.
Out there they will hate and scorn and jeer.
Only a monster.
Why invite their calumny and consternation? Stay in here.
Be faithful.
I'm faithful.
Me.
Grateful.
I'm grateful.
Do as I say. Obey. And
I'll
stay in here.
Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorize their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. Give me one day out there. All I ask is one to hold forever out there, where they all live on. Where what I dare, just to live one. Their wives, through the roofs and gables I can see them. Every day they shout and scold and go about their lives, heedless of the gift it is to be them. If I was in their skin, I'd treasure every instant of their strolling by the sand. Taste the morning there, like ordinary men who freely walk about there. Just one day, and then I swear I'll be content with my share. Won't resent, won't despair, old and bent, I won't care.
Man, I love that song. Filled with jealousy, the evil witch Maleficent curses Princess Aurora to die on her 16th birthday in Disney's 1959 film Sleeping Beauty. Thanks to Aurora's guardian fairies, she only falls into a deep sleep that can be ended with a kiss from her true love, Prince Philip. To prevent Philip from rescuing Aurora, Maleficent kidnaps and imprisons him. The good fairies are the last hope to free Philip so that he can awaken Aurora. Let's listen to Once Upon a Dream from Sleeping Beauty.
I know you, I walked with you once upon a dream. I know you, the gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam. Yet I know it's true that visions are seldom all they seem. But if I know you, upon a dream.
This 1999 Disney movie is about the life of Tarzan. Tarzan was a small orphan who was raised by an ape named Kala since he was a child. He believed that this was his family. But on an expedition, Jane Porter is rescued by Tarzan. He then finds out that he's a human. Now Tarzan must make the decision as to which family he should belong to. This is Strangers Like Me from Tarzan.
Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something, and yet nothing to me. Oh, I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close, and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. Oh, I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show? Gesture, every move that she makes makes me feel like never before. Why do I have this growing need to be beside her? With these emotions I never knew of some other world far beyond this place, beyond the trees above the clouds. Oh, I see before me a new horizon. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. Come with me now to see my world, where there's beauty beyond your. I feel right now with you. Take my hand, there's a world I need to know.
In this classic Walt Disney animation from 1967, an abandoned child raised by wolves has his peaceful existence threatened by a man-eating tiger, Shere Khan. Facing certain death, Mowgli must overcome his reluctance to leave his wolf family and return to the man village. But he is not alone on his quest. Aided by Bagheera, the panther, and later by the carefree bear, Baloo, he braves the jungle's many perils. Here's the fun and famous song, I Wanna Be Like You, from the Jungle Book.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man, man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I want to be like you. I want to walk like you, talk like you. You see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too.
What? you're part of the deal, cuz. Laid a secret on me, a man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what to do. Give me the power of man's red flower so I can be like you.
When street rat Aladdin frees a genie from a lamp, he finds his wishes granted. However, he soon finds that the evil Jafar has other plans for the lamp and Princess Jasmine. But can Aladdin save Princess Jasmine and his love for her after she sees that he isn't quite what he appears to be? Here's the main song from Disney's 1992 film Aladdin, A Whole New World.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a whole new world. To see,
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far, I can't go back to where I used to be. Every turn a surprise, every moment red letter. I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you.
A whole new world.
A whole new world.
That's where we're
Fearful that her ailing father will be drafted into the Chinese military, Mulan takes his spot. Though, as a girl living under a patriarchal regime, she is technically unqualified to serve. She cleverly impersonates a man and goes off to train with fellow recruits. Accompanied by her dragon, Mushu, she uses her smarts to help ward off a Hun invasion, falling in love with a dashing captain along the way. From Disney's 1998 film Mulan, here is Reflection.
In 1964's Mary Poppins, when Jane and Michael, the children of the wealthy and uptight Banks family, are faced with the prospect of a new nanny, they are pleasantly surprised by the arrival of the magical Mary Poppins. Embarking on a series of fantastical adventures with Mary and her performer friend, Bert, the siblings try to pass on some of their nanny's sunny attitude to their preoccupied parents. Here's a word you've never heard, and this is how it goes. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. From Mary Poppins.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad, my father gave me nails a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say we ain't the nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He traveled all around the world and everywhere he went, he'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and then they ask me out to tea.
Ooh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Docious alley expiastic fragicali rufus, but that's going a bit too far, don't you think? So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too.
She's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
In Disney's The Lion King from 1994, the animated feature follows the adventures of the young lion Simba, the heir of his father, Mufasa. Simba's wicked uncle, Scar, plots to take Mufasa's throne by luring father and son into a stampede of wild beasts. But Simba escapes, and only Mufasa is killed. Simba later returns as an adult to take back his homeland from Scar with the help of his friends Timon and Pumbaa. This is Circle of Life from The Lion King.
More to do than can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here. More to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the sun.
In this 1953 Disney animated film, Wendy and her two brothers are amazed when a magical boy named Peter Pan flies into their bedroom. Supposedly, in pursuit of his rebellious shadow, he and his fairy friend, Tinkerbell, come from a far-off place called Neverland, where children stay perpetually young. Enchanted, the kids follow him back. But when Pan's nemesis, the pirate, Captain Hook, causes trouble, the kids begin to miss their old life. Let's all use a little pixie dust so we can fly together with You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly, from Peter Pan.
But Peter, how do we get to Neverland?
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. All you have to do is to... Ha! That's funny.
What's the matter? Don't you know?
Oh, sure. It's just that I never thought about it before. Say, that's it. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thoughts?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas, sleigh bells, snow?
Yep. Watch me now. Here I go. It's easier than pie.
He can fly. He can fly.
He flew.
Now you try.
I'll think of a mermaid lagoon. Underneath a magic moon. I'll think I'm in a pirate's cave.
I think I'll be an engine brain.
Now everybody try.
One, two, three.
We can fly. We can fly. We can fly.
This won't do. What's the matter with you? All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust.
Dust?
Dust.
Yup. Just a little bit of pixie dust. Now, think of the happiest things. It's the same as having wings.
Let's all try it just once more.
Look, we're rising off the floor.
Jim and me.
Oh, my.
We can fly.
You can fly.
We can fly.
Come on, everybody. Here we go. Up to Neverland.
Think of a wonderful thought. Any merry little thought. Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, off you go like reindeer in the sky.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Think of the happiest things, it's the same as having wings.
Take the path that moonbeams make.
If the moon is still awake, you'll see him wink his eye.
You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
The stars beyond the blue.
There's a Neverland waiting for you, where all your happy dreams come true. Every dream that you dream will come true.
Come on, Nana.
When there's a smile in your heart, there's no better time to start. Think of all the joy you'll find
when you leave the world behind
and bid your cares goodbye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
There it is, Wendy. Second star to the right and straight on till morning.
When there's a smile in your heart, there's no better time to start.
Think of all the joy you'll find when you leave the world behind
and bid your cares goodbye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
In 1991's Beauty and the Beast, an arrogant young prince and his castle's servants fall under the spell of a wicked enchantress who turns him into the hideous beast until he learns to love and be loved in return. The spirited, headstrong village girl, Belle, enters the beast's castle after he imprisons her father, Maurice. With the help of enchanted servants, including Mrs. Potts, Belle begins to draw the cold-hearted beast out of his isolation. This is Beauty and the Beast. From Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time, true as it can be, even friends. Then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared, Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. As old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
In Disney's first animated feature film from 1937, jealous of Snow White's beauty, the Wicked Queen orders the murder of her innocent stepdaughter, but later discovers that Snow White is still alive and hiding in a cottage with seven friendly little miners. Disguising herself as an old woman, the Queen brings a poisoned apple to Snow White, who falls into a death-like sleep that can be broken only by a kiss from the Prince. I can hear the Seven Dwarfs now! This is Hi Ho! From Snow White.
Dig, 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 you're mine the whole day through. To dig, 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 is what we like to do.
It ain't no trick to get rich quick
if you dig, dig, dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine,
in a mine,
in a mine,
in a mine,
where a million diamonds shine.
We dig, 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 from early on till night.
We dig, 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 dig up everything in sight.
We dig up diamonds by the score.
1,000 rubies sometimes more.
But we don't know what we dig them for.
We dig, 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 dig.
It's home from where we go. Hi-ho!
Inventor Geppetto creates a wooden marionette called Pinocchio in this 1940 Disney film by the same name. His wish for Pinocchio to be a real boy is unexpectedly granted by a fairy. The fairy assigns Jiminy Cricket to act as Pinocchio's conscience and keep him out of trouble. Jiminy is not too successful in this endeavor, and most of the film is spent with Pinocchio deep in trouble. Here is the main song from that film, When You Wish Upon a Star, from Pinocchio.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do.
Disney music is always fun to listen to and will never get old. Well, before we go, we would like to thank our sponsors one more time. None of what we do is possible without the generous support from the Carter Family Charitable Trust, the EJMP Fund for Philanthropy, the Grubin Foundation, and other generous supporters just like you. Thanks!
We'd also like to thank Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb for some of the facts and information for today's show. Well, that's it for another episode of WCRI's Kids Hour. Make sure you support and enjoy the music and the arts wherever and whenever you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. WCRI's Kids Hour is brought to you by Newport Classical. Newport Classical has brought memorable concerts and inspired programs to some of the most beautiful venues in Newport and the surrounding area. For more information on Newport Classical or to donate, please visit newportclassical.org. Gotta run! The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later!